Gardaí have arrested two men as part of a major international fraud investigation. Operation Stargrew targeted people suspected of being involved in organised fraud, where bulk phishing or smishing text messages are sent out, designed to deceive people into providing their personal data and credentials for the purposes of fraud. Many of these purport to be from banks and other service providers. Well, let's talk to our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan, who has a story. So what are the details of this investigation and these arrests, Brian?
Well, Brian, under Operation Stargrew, law enforcement agencies from 19 countries were involved in disrupting what was described as one of the world's largest phishing as a service platforms, known as LabHost. Now, phishing and smishing, as you said there, involves the sending out of fraudulent emails or texts, effectively trying to trick people into disclosing their personal information, such as their banking details. Now, LabHost was this online platform that allowed cyber criminals to deploy phishing websites that are then used to steal victims' data and credentials for the purposes of fraud. Now, this LabHost website, it has now been shut down, and that's the culmination of a year-long operation coordinated at the international level by Europol. Now, here in Ireland, Gardaí say that they suspect there was around 116 users of this LabHost service that have connections to Ireland, and they've identified more than 150,000 instances of people responding to phishing links suspected to be associated with those 116 users.
So is that it, or does the investigation continue?
Investigation ongoing, and certainly from an Irish perspective, there's been quite a lot of activity as well, Brian. So Gardaí, in conjunction with Europol and some of their other international law enforcement agencies, conducted 12 searches at locations in Dublin, Kildare and Waterford yesterday and on Tuesday. Now, during these searches, €42,000 in cash, was €10,000 in cryptocurrency, smartphones, computers, tablet devices and a Rolex watch. Two men were arrested during the course of the operation. One of them has been charged and will appear before the courts at a future date. Now, just this lunchtime, Brian, Bank of Ireland has issued a statement congratulating Gardaí and the international authorities for this operation. The bank described LabHost as a website which facilitated fraud attacks on a global scale. Bank of Ireland saying Irish consumers will be safer as a result of today's actions, which is something that is very welcome.
Brian O'Donovan, Work and Technology correspondent, thanks very much for that.